Unit 1, Family and Society. Speaker A, Emma.
The photograph reminds me of my happy childhood and loving family environment. In the center of the photo is my father holding my little brother in his arms. Me and my twin sister are joyfully playing together, and our mother, who seems pleased to be surrounded by her children and husband, is getting my big brother ready for school. The photograph is very precious to me because it's the only photo taken of me and my sister playing together happily. In our teenage years, we became more and more estranged, and today we hardly speak to each other. I have to admit, I miss her greatly.
Speaker B, Olivia.
The photograph reminds me of my happy childhood in the village where I grew up. It's of me, my siblings, cousins, and grandparents. We're posing in front of my grandparents' house, which was surrounded by an amazing orchard and vegetable garden. It was the place where we spent our summer holidays each year. The photo brings back all the carefree moments we spent picking ripe fruit from the trees, harvesting vegetables, making marmalade, and bottling and canning the harvested fruits and vegetables in my mother's kitchen. Now that we're adults and each of us leads a busy life, there are not many occasions we share with our grandparents.
Speaker C, Liam. The photograph reminds me of my first holiday spent in Australia. It was taken when I was 10 or 11 years old, shortly after our arrival to Sydney. In the centre of the photo is my aunt, who has been living in Sydney for almost 20 years. She is holding my mother around her waist and is feeling on top of the world. My mother never smiles for the camera, but she is beaming with happiness in this photo. The boy in the background is on cloud 9 about the presents he has just got. He is my cousin, whom I had met for the first time, and we have got on like a house on fire ever since. We have become close friends, and we are in seventh heaven when we visit each other over Christmas. Speaker D, Isabella.
The photograph reminds me of the sacrifice I had to make for my sister on her wedding day. Yes, it's me hiding from the camera, and yes, I am talking about the ugly bridesmaid's dress I had to wear. It was a pink floor-length skirt with thrills and an orange one-shoulder ruffle top. My sister is an outgoing person who likes wearing colourful clothes which match her personality. I'm just the opposite. Shy, reserved, and timid. My character is also reflected in the colours I usually wear, which are black, white, and grey. Of course, I wanted to make my sister happy on her big day and naturally agreed to wear the dress in spite of not feeling comfortable wearing it. Although, I have to admit it, that perhaps I didn't look as ugly as I thought. At the wedding, I met a good-looking, fun, and nice guy who asked me out, and I accepted gladly.
Speaker E, Sophia.
The photograph reminds me of my first day at school. I clearly remember the heavy gray clouds in the sky when we left home for school, and by the time we got there, it was already drizzling. I didn't feel happy at all and was worried about my mother leaving me with children I didn't know. When we entered the bright and colorful classroom, the teacher had me sit next to a girl who had the same school bag as me. The time flew by, and when my mother came to pick me up, I told her about my new friends and the lovely teacher as we were walking home in the brilliant sunshine.